Srila Prabhupada is surely so proud to have had a devotee like Kirtida Devi Mataji as an integral, intimate part of his spiritual family. Because she represents what he gave his heart to give to the world. Kirtida Devi wanted nothing for herself. She wanted to give herself, body, mind, word, soul, for the welfare of others. That was her life. She breathed, she lived for that purpose. In that spirit, I'd like to say what I feel she would want said on this occasion. Her profound gratitude and appreciation to her husband, Vrishabhanu Prabhu. The last several times I met her, with tears in her eyes, or if it was on the phone with a choked voice, she would express how Vrishabhanu Prabhu was taking such pains to help her, giving so much of her his time. And his life. This was a culmination of the relationship they always had, at least as long as I have been observing. Srila Prabhupada wrote that when the loving service of Radharani and Krishna are in the center of a marriage relationship, then that house becomes Vaikuntha, Goloka. It becomes the spiritual world. And Prabhupada has also said that when a husband and wife are so united in pure bhakti, there's no need to take sannyas. So Vrishabhanu and Kirtida were living examples of this principle. They came from the most esteemed Brahmin family, PhD professor, intellectuals, both of them. Tremendous skills in everything they did. But no ego. They simply wanted to serve. And they had such a broad-minded, open-hearted way of serving, as we have heard from their children, their grandchildren, from others who knew them. Vrishabhanu Prabhu and Kirtida are focused. Their focus was the perfection of life, pure devotional service to Krishna. And how to share that gift with others. For them, preaching was not a ritual. For them, speaking to Krishna, to other people, it was not to gain something for themselves. It was out of genuine care. And therefore, they would reach people's hearts by whatever way worked. And they did it with purity and with dignity. And it always worked. Thank you, Vrishabhanu Prabhu, for being such a noble, exemplary, glorious husband. And to thank her children. Radharani was by her side in bhakti from the very, very beginning. And Radharani Devi has really imbibed the spirit of her mother and father. Through various trials with her children, with her health, with her parents, with such faithfulness, such absolute loyalty, expecting nothing in return. She just gives herself. It's almost beyond human logic. And yet, anything anyone in the congregation or beyond ever needs from her, I think her mother gave her this quality somehow or other. There's always more space in her heart and there's more time in her life to help. Kirtita Devi Mataji's legacy is very much living in you, Radharani Devi. And Sri Dhammasaka Prabhu, he already spoke so beautifully. So incredibly. But I believe, because Krishna tells in Gita that he's the source of remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness, I believe that Krishna was personally in your heart keeping you forgetful, just to glorify your mother and father more. Because that is really one of the great attributes of their lives. Whatever your mother did through all of the various ways she tried to bring you to Krishna was a sign of the profound genuineness of her faith and her love. She loved you so dearly. She wanted to give you who she loved utmost in her life, and that was Krishna. During a Pune Yatra, I remember Gaurvani Prabhu, he told his story and concluded that never underestimate the prayer of a mother. She prayed for you. Whoever she knew, she would ask to pray for you. So focused. You had everything. Nice career, good health, all the things that an ordinary mother would be proud of. But for her, they were all zeros without that one of Krishna in the front. That's her love. and yourself, Priyasaki Devi, Gopika Mukunda, one of the most beautiful exemplary families. And she would want me to thank you, not only for fulfilling her last wish before she even left us, but for being there selflessly in her spirit to reciprocate and take care of her during her last months. And Muralidhar Prabhu, she just absolutely was so proud and so loving toward Muralidhar Prabhu. And the children that they have, Radhika, Gandharvika, Rasika, joy of their life, joy of her life. The children in laws, the grandchildren, I think everyone in the congregation would agree, they have such natural, spontaneous devotion, such natural, spontaneous humility. Kirtita Mataji wants to thank you for that. That was what she gave her life for. And you fulfilled her desire. Beyond the family, the whole congregation. She wanted to give the ananda, the love for Krishna, and the happiness that brings to everyone she would meet. She did it with such a gracious, wholehearted spirit, and with such humility. I can't imagine Kirtita to be judgmental toward anyone. She was simply everyone's well-wisher. And that was the spirit in which she shared bhakti. We heard how she would speak about Krishna to everyone she would meet in a very particular way that was just suited for that person. That is a symptom of real compassion. But she'd love to give credit to everyone else. And the overflowing friendship, support, inspiration that she received from all of you in the entire congregation was one of the greatest treasures of her life. She wants to thank all of you for that. And we heard how she was passing from this world, and there was such an outpouring of love and affection and appreciation. So much so that in her humble spirit, she was overwhelmed with gratitude, with joy. I remember Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj when he was on his deathbed or launching pad to the spiritual world, however you want to define it. I said, the amount of love, the amount of gratitude, the amount of transformation you're creating in other people, I've never seen like this in your life. He said, it's worth dying to have this effect on people. Because he only lived to give to others. And in the same way, Kirtita Mataji, she lived to give. And if in her dying she could give even more, she's very grateful. And she is very grateful. She lived with dignity through all the trials, challenges, and joys in life. In Kali Yuga, a person like Kirtita Mataji is an endangered species. Samahatma Sudurlaba, very, very rare. But Srila Prabhupada's mission was to give the rarest thing to everyone. Vrishabhanu Prabhu, Kirtita Devi, and their family, they live to assist Srila Prabhupada to give that rarest thing to everyone. Through their words, through their prayers, and especially through the very example of their lives. Because as the doors to the altar are now closing, the doors to all of our physical lives are soon to close. But if within our life we learn to really appreciate those who are helping us in our Krishna consciousness, and we take very seriously the gift that they're giving us, chanting the holy names, an eagerness to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and the great scriptures, an eagerness to make friendship and serve devotees, and an eagerness to share all these things with each other, among each other and with the world. Kirtita Mataji personified every one of these principles. To inspire us to follow these principles. Then when the doors close in our life, the inevitable, which people call death, they will soon open to an eternal Mangal Arati, where we will be with Krishna. She is with Krishna, and her prayers are still with us. She really was an instrument of Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, and Radha Gopinath's blessings to all of us. Thank you very much.